Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Alone, we learn to love ourselves, to understand ourselves, to heal from our own pain. To take care of ourselves. Jay Shetty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, wherever you are in the world, everyone in between. I hope you're having a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. We're looking at interpersonal development, mental health, wellness, fitness, the pursuit of becoming a better, the best version that we can be here and now. I'm your host. Hey, it's Stuart. And I am thrilled to embark on this journey of growth with you. In today's episode, we are diving into love and relationships. And coming from the appointed Tin Man with no heart for so many years, I think it's a very interesting topic to delve into, because what does love mean in terms of relationships with others and also with yourself? Because love is not merely a fleeting emotion. It is a journey of self-discovery and growth. And it begins with how we show up with ourselves, and that extends then in how we show up in our relationships. At the core of this journey lies like the invaluable concept of self-love. Something that we do often place to the side, we would often check in more so on other people than we do on ourselves. We find it a lot harder to recognize our own worth, embrace our own flaws, and nurture a deep sense of appreciation for ourselves than we would for other people. Like the most valuable cornerstone or foundation that we can build in life is one with ourselves. And that's not something you can find externally. It's about building a solid foundation first within yourself and then extending that to others. It's the understanding that the most fulfilling life begins with a deep sense of self-love, acceptance, and appreciation. So I invite you to join me on this journey of exploration and growth, on a quest not only to find, let's say, love, but to build it from the ground up with ourselves and with those around us. Now, I do have a request, friends. If you resonate with anything that I waffle on about today in fostering personal growth and happiness, please consider supporting the podcast by liking, commenting, reviewing, or sharing it on your social platforms wherever you're listening to this podcast. Together, this community is growing its humble beginnings, and I am truly humbled to be here with you. So, let's dive in. Now, I am truly in awe at the profound life led by one Jay Shetty. From his beginnings to his businesses to becoming a monk to then cultivating a life where he tries to help other people and what he is now doing in the space of wellness and mental health. I first found Jay through his podcast, actually back in early 2022, I believe, and then I picked up a copy of Think Like a Monk, and now with his enlightening book, The Eight Rules of Love, he delves into this profound essence of the fact that love is not merely an emotion, but a journey of self-discovery and growth. So I often need the reminder that love is not something you find, it is something you build. And from his own experiences and, let's say, his teachings, we understand that love is multifaceted. It's a concept that extends beyond romantic or sexual relationships, and it encompasses friendship, family dynamics, and even our relationship with ourselves. Personal development is a cornerstone of love. And if I can take a bit of inspiration here from 101 Essays That Changed the Way You Think by Brianna Weist, she articulates very, very well that love is not about completing oneself, but about enhancing the journey of self-discovery. The quote is, "You are not a finished product, but a work in progress." And that kind of resonates deeply with these teachings and the power of love. Because central to the journey, its foundational aspect of self-discovery and self-love, Shetty would guide you to recognize that loving ourselves is not selfish, but essential in attracting and nurturing meaningful relationships. In the book, he will even go into like his own journey with his now wife and their both beautiful proposal and how much of a debacle it actually was, emphasizing the importance of understanding oneself before seeking to be understood by others. And in parallel, if I can talk about James Clear's Atomic Habits, like the insights on self-improvement would echo a significance for personal growth in the pursuit of love. The valuable foundation that we do build in life is one with ourselves. It's about embracing our strengths, our acknowledgement of our weaknesses, and committing to self-improvement. Love yourself, warts and all. That was a quote I just took from Shrek 2 that the Queen said to the Frog King. If you know, you know. What would be the psychological insights behind this? The research in positive psychology led by pioneers like Dr. Barbara Fredrickson emphasizes the importance of self-love, self-compassion in fostering resilience and well-being. The studies would show that individuals who practice self-love are better equipped to cope with stress and exhibit higher levels of self-esteem, confidence, and experience greater overall life satisfaction. The way I would try and describe it is you are not letting yourself be pushed down because you have that structure in place. You're not compromising yourself or your self-worth to be accepted or quote-unquote loved by others by giving up your values. How many times have you changed something about yourself so another person would find you more pleasing or accepting? I'm pretty sure majority of my life I've been a people pleaser, where I have pined for love and affection by changing myself to what I expected the other people to want me to be. Personally, I rarely was ever my authentic self. It heavily demoralized me in terms of my own personal value and self-worth. Here, I thought no one would love me. Hashtag enter the Tin Man era. For so many years, I didn't understand what my individual personality actually was because I'd been ridiculed or bullied for, let's say, my individuality, that I tried to mold myself into what I thought other people wanted from me, which led to a major loss of personal identity, especially through like young adolescence into young adulthood. Off on a tangent, yes, I know already, but what I'm trying to say is the more self-love and compassion that you have for yourself, the stronger not only your own self-worth, but your own internal moral compass would be. Neurologically or neuroscientific, should we say, self-love has a massive impact on how our brain would function. So what it would show is that if you have more self-compassion for yourself, it activates regions of the brains associated with positive emotions and self-regulation. This would diminish activities of the area of the brain linked with self-criticism and negative talk. Do you ever hear those voices in your head where it's like, you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not skinny enough, big enough? These negative talk would be drowned out by, we are worthy, we love ourselves, we're trying our best, we are working hard towards our goals. We're not the best now, that doesn't mean this is the end, we can keep going. Half the time I wonder if I should just be calling this podcast the 5-second podcast, because I'm bringing back in Mel Robbins and her 5-second rule methodology, where she empowers individuals to take action towards self-improvement and compassion, and she would encourage you to interrupt self-doubt and negative thought patterns in as little as 5 seconds as you can acknowledge they are happening. Honestly, from getting up out of bed to going to the gym, going for runs, this rule has saved my discipline physically, but also emotionally towards myself, given me a sense of personal fulfillment that I was able to overcome obstacles and hurdles. And that in itself is personal growth. That in itself is self-compassion. Now, we do live in the digital age, and that has had a massive impact on relationships. And the difficulty in cultivating a deep understanding of ourselves with others that we don't see predominantly in the physical anymore, but more so in the digital. So when you're exploring love and relationships, cultivating empathy and compassion emerges as a pivotal component, I guess, for nurturing meaningful connections. And I don't know what I've done in my meager 30 years on planet Earth. On planet Earth, where have I been before this? But there is an interesting dynamic when I'm ever having very personal conversations with an individual, usually because in multiple groups, social anxiety and just anxiety in general flares up. But I found people will open up. And I don't know what I've done in terms of empathy or compassion for them to feel comfortable enough to not so much lay down on the table, as in like problems and situations, but just being very vulnerable. And it's a humbling trait to have, where someone you know feels that sense of safety with you, even if we haven't established, let's say, a long-term connection or relationship. I'm a very private person. I find it very hard to open up, and yet somehow I manage to make other people open up, and they usually feel a lot better from it. But now, if I can draw from this and the insights from the 8 Rules of Love, and talk actually about Dr. Julie Smith and the revelations from Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before, for the transformative power of empathy in our interactions with others. I mean, Julie Smith is a renowned psychologist, an expert in interpersonal relationship, and she underscores the importance of empathy in fostering understanding and connection. Through her research and clinical experience, I couldn't read half of it. It just came across as jargon to me. But there is the highlight that the empathetic listening and validation can strengthen bonds and elevate or alleviate conflicts in relationships. By acknowledging and validating the experiences and emotions of others, we create a supportive environment conducive with mutual growth and understanding. What does this mean? Essential roles for empathy and compassion is in nurturing love and connection. The profound impact that it has on a relationship's satisfaction and longevity. There was a point in time, and this is back when I was a youth, because I guess I can't say that anymore, that you would kind of jump from one relationship into another because you needed to be in a relationship. You always had to be dating someone. Even if those lasted a month, 2 months, a week. And I don't think it would ever occur to us as the younger generation to understand that in order to actually have a strong relationship with someone, it wasn't about your attraction towards each other. It was about your communication. I mean, to have that communication with another individual would cultivate empathy as a means of building a stronger, more fulfilling relationship. And if I can use the
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Phrase, walk a mile in my shoes. If you step into, let's say, the perspective of another person, you actually or actively seek to understand their perspectives, not only to deepen your connection with them, but understand where they are coming from their points of view. And that is a sign of mutual respect and compassion. And in modern relationships, there is such a necessity for empathy and compassion in navigating human connection, because we do live in the digital age, and that impacts heavily on empathy, to highlight the importance of fostering genuine connections in an increasing interconnected but disconnected world. Now, I am not one to say try and have a relationship or a friendship with every single person under the sun or under your following count or under your follows count. From a mental, emotional standpoint, it is not feasible. Speaking from experience with that one. When I first started on social media, I did want everyone to accept and to like me, and I would have as many conversations, try and develop as many connections as I possibly could with the people that were in my comment section. People who would reach out to me. People who genuinely wanted to have connections. And one of the hardest things I ever had to accept, because it meant or made me feel like I was letting people down, is that I will never be able to have connections with every single person or strong friendships with every single person. This led back into the demoralization of what my personal value actually meant. If all these people loved what I was putting out on the internet, loved the mental health awareness, the fitness, the wellness, the comedy, the love that they wanted to connect with me, but that I couldn't connect back, that personally made me feel like crap. I think there was a point in time there where I was even having to message people, "So sorry it took me so long to get back to you. I'm trying to have as many connections as possible." The digital age, social media, and trying to develop relationships is hard, to say the least. Emotionally, mentally, sometimes even physically draining. But I didn't appreciate myself enough to actually take a step back when I needed it. When my mental health was deteriorating because I wasn't able to give back the abundance of affection and compassion that I was receiving. And in actually becoming aware of this, what it did on my personal journey for empathy and compassion was look deeper into why I wasn't giving myself that grace to take a step back and try and cultivate meaningful relationships, and why I needed to be accepted by everyone, and what that meant in the interactions I was having. And it all boiled down to, I didn't love myself, so I needed to be loved by others. And that was something, and this hit hard maybe about 2 years ago, that was something I used to say when I was around the ages of 14 to 17. I'm not going to be able to love myself, so I might as well not even try. Maybe that's why I want to be an actor. There's this black hole piss void in me that just needs to be filled by other people's adoration and applause. Oh my gosh, that was extremely dark, but that was a joke. I don't know. If I ever have a memoir, I might call it that. But in taking a couple of steps back and getting back on track, after taking necessary steps to protect my own mental health, try and cultivate self-compassion and empathy for myself, then it became a case of building trust and communication. And we have to do this, because building trust and fostering effective communication is a foundational pillar for love and relationships. I mean, throughout history, these principles have been exemplified in mass media and the portrayals, and supported by medical or scientific research. So in mass media, like iconic love stories such as Pride and Prejudice, Romeo and Juliet, they all underscore the importance of trust, communication, and overcoming obstacles and forging deep bonds. Timeless narratives, you know, that emphasize the consequences of misunderstandings and lack of communication, highlight the transformative power of being honest with open dialogue, resolving conflicts, and strengthening relationships. To prioritize communication and actively work to rebuild trust definitely adds to the longevity of any relationship. If I can go back to Dr. Julie Smith just while it's in my head, neuroscientific findings reveal that effective communication activates brain regions associated with empathy and understanding, fostering emotional connection and intimacy. If I can mention Oprah Winfrey, you know, affluential, influential talk show host of various media platforms, emphasized the transformative impact of vulnerability and authenticity. Nurturing intimacy and fostering connection is essential to cultivating fulfilling relationships. Throughout history, these have been principles depicted in major forms of mass media. Look at The Notebook. Look at Casablanca. They exemplified the depth of emotional intimacy and connection between characters, even after years apart. These timeless narratives have the transformative impact of shared experience, vulnerability, emotional expression in fostering deep bonds and lasting connections. And that's why we resonate. That's why we're so compelled by these narratives. Studies have shown that individuals who experience meaningful connections with others are more likely to report higher levels of happiness, resilience, and overall life satisfaction. And additionally, findings that demonstrate the intimacy and connection stimulate a release of oxytocin, often referred to as, you know, the love bug, the love hormone, which promotes bonding and trust in relationships. By prioritizing vulnerability, emotional expression, and shared experiences, we can cultivate profound connections to enrich our lives. But by embracing vulnerability, that also means embracing imperfections and forgiveness. So what is the beautiful messiness of love, I guess? It's about diving into embracing what we don't like, the flaws, practicing forgiveness, and going along for the wild ride that is you are your own being. And if you want a relationship with another person, be it romantic or platonic, then you need to understand your essence and your, again, very profound with my words, your being is going to be intertwined with another entity that you have no control over. If I can go back to something like the Notebook, or let's say you're in the midst of a romantic movie, a romantic comedy, a love story, there'll be understandings, there'll be misunderstandings, there will be enduring flaws. But love isn't about finding perfection. It's about embracing imperfection. Juliet would embrace Romeo's compulsiveness. Noah would embrace Ali's pigheadedness. Vivian would embrace the fact that Edward was closed off because of past trauma. Pretty Woman, if you don't know what I'm on about, then go watch that movie. Turn off this podcast. Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman with Richard Gere. Because we're going into films, I need to mention the best friendship movie of all time, Beaches, where Hillary and Cecilia, throughout the whole course of their life in this movie, fought, accepted, laughed, cried, grew with each other. And that leads on to forgiveness for oneself in relationships. Imagine you're holding a grudge like a hot frying pan. It's uncomfortable, it's burdensome, it's frankly not going to do anyone any favors. So, rules of love to encourage us to let go of grudges and practice forgiveness, not just for others, but for ourselves. Let's face it, holding on to resentment, it's like drinking a bit of poison every day and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts us in the end. So many times, I would say, raise a glass, whatever you like, embrace imperfections and practice forgiveness with the smile on your face. Don't lose that twinkle in your eye. But then it's also knowing about when to let go. Bittersweet moments of letting go. In this, we explore the art of knowing when to bid adieu to a relationship that no longer serves us, all while keeping our spirits high and our hearts open to new beginnings. There is a phrase that friendships and relationships comes like seasons and reasons. And people will fall into these two categories. And sometimes we do need to walk away from relationships, or relationships will walk away from us. But it's more so a sense of peace and clarity, knowing that there is power and the magic of knowing that when you let go with grace and dignity, you're letting the other person flourish, or they're letting you flourish. It would guide you in recognizing when it's time to release relationships that no longer align with our personal growth or our happiness. And that's not about giving up or admitting defeat. It's about honoring ourselves and creating a space for new opportunities and connections to blossom. Sometimes the universe has bigger and better plans in store for us, and letting go of what no longer serves us right now is the first step towards receiving new blessings. So whether you're saying goodbye to a toxic relationship or bidding farewell to an old chapter in your life, remember, do it with a heart full of gratitude, because every ending is just a new beginning, in disguise. There were some profound insights into the 8 rules of love, but love is not just a feeling, it's a conscious choice and practice. So whether it's about exploring, finding, keeping, or gracefully letting go of love with a sense of gratitude and empowerment, it comes down to our own human experience. That the essence of love is a journey of self-discovery and growth, to the importance of cultivating empathy and trust and intimacy in our relationships. We need to prioritize a self-discovery, a self-love, to cultivate empathy and compassion that we can then give towards others, to build trust and communication in our relationships. And most importantly, if I may say, let's embrace the imperfections of what love is and practice forgiveness with open hearts. Release relationships that no longer serve you with grace, and don't be compelled into a narrative of demoralization, gaslighting, or abuse for the sense of love and affection. As Shetty would eloquently put, love is a journey. It's okay if you stumble. Just get back up and keep walking. Thank you so much for joining me here today, everyone. If you did resonate or like what you heard, please subscribe to This Is Stuart for more episodes filled with moments of clarity, but quite a lot of waffle from myself. As we search for what it means to truly be happy. But hey, I hope you have a good day and the day you deserve. Let's chat soon, okay?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.